In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Some of you may remember the popular TV sitcom starring Tony Danza and Judith Light. The family show was titled Who's the Boss? Now, it aired on national television from 1984 to 1992, and it averaged about 33 million viewers per episode. And I heard that now the producers are planning on a remake. The title of the show, Who's the Boss, refers to the role reversal of the two lead characters, Tony, the widower and retired Major League Baseball player, with a young son, and Angela, a divorcee and advertising executive with a young daughter. As the breadwinner, Angela hired Tony as her live-in housekeeper. So the question in this household is, who is really in charge? What should the children and whom should the children listen to? Tony, the intelligent Manny, or Angela, the busy working single mother? Who really has authority in this household? The truth is, my friends, all of us have issues of authority, either at work, at school, or at home. I know who's the boss in my household. How about you? Do you know who's the boss? Some of us think we have all the authority in the world because of our reputation, education, credentials, yes, our wealth and accomplishments. And so, like the chief priests and the elders, we question anybody we think has too much power. Matthew tells us that when Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders came to him as he was teaching and asked him, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" The things or work that Jesus was doing included healing the sick, feeding thousands of people, and raising the dead, and performing other types of miracles. One time, we are told in Scripture, Jesus went to the temple, drove out the money changers, and overturned the tables of money changers, and accused them of making the holy place a den of thieves. So, they thought he was exercising too much authority over them. That's why they asked Jesus, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" My friends, the answers are easy. In Matthew chapter 28, Jesus told the disciples, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of age." That's what we read in Scripture, and it's also known as the Great Commission. You see, explaining why he could do all these things, Jesus said in John 10:30, that he and the Father are one. and of course throughout Scripture, our Lord repeats the claims that He is the Messiah, the Good Shepherd, the only source of salvation and eternal life. You see, the authority of Jesus is divine, but apparently the chief priests and the elders did not understand that. My friends, Jesus exercised His authority in welcoming sinners and prostitutes. The authority of Jesus was in welcoming little children, the outcasts, and those on the margins. Ultimately, the authority of Jesus was shown in a life of service. And God has given all believers, including you and me, the authority to proclaim the good news of the gospel. And we promised to do so in our baptismal vows. So, my friends, how are you doing? Are you proclaiming by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Do you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Do you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Friends, my prayer tonight is that God will help all of us make St. Thomas a church known for its outreach and service in South Jersey, helping the poor, the underprivileged, and those on the margins of society. For me, that's what authority in the kingdom of God looks like. The challenge for us in this episode is the extent to which we are prepared to develop and use our gifts to love and serve those in need, rather than to seek prestige, honor, and respect from others. You see, my friends, we all have something or someone who is the boss in our lives. We may not want to admit it, but each of us has a master to whom we bow in submission. The wise person, however, recognizes and accepts the authority of Jesus and obeys commandments. For others, another person, a stronghold, or it may be a habit, might rule or worse, ruin their lives. Their so-called boss could be alcohol, drugs, or other addictive substances. Others may allow food, spending, exercise, video game, or a number of other things to rule or to ruin their lives. Yes, my friends, we all have something or someone who is the boss of us. But God wants us to let Him be our boss, to have the final word, to direct us in all our ways and doings. What that means, my friend, is we must surrender our lives to Jesus and say, yes, Lord, yes to God, to God's will and to God's way. Essentially, submitting to God means we recognize God is the supreme master over all authorities, and we belong to God. We can trust this sovereign Lord to direct our lives and to guide our actions. To accept the authority of the living God, we must answer yes to His command, even after we say no sometimes. As the first son in the gospel lesson did, he said no the first time, but went on and said yes. You see, without surrendering to the authority of God and inviting Jesus into our lives, it's hard for us to find joy in times of trouble or disaster, like the COVID-19 pandemic, which has claimed more than 200,000 lives and caused so much tremendous economic hardships. You see, my friends, joy is not dependent on absence of trials. Joy is contingent on the one whom we trust, the one who has our best interests in mind. and promises never to leave us nor forsake us. The chief priests and elders ask Jesus, "By what authority, sir, are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" The authority of Jesus was divine, and he used his power to forgive all our sins and offer us eternal life. As we read in the Collect for the 19th Sunday after Pentecost, God has the ultimate authority in our lives, and he declares his almighty power, chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Yes, God exercises his power and authority by granting us the fullness of his grace, so that you and I can receive his abundant promises and become partakers of God's heavenly treasure. May God help us to recognize and acknowledge the authority of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and submit to his lordship. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.